The latest chatter across the AI communities highlights a major swing in market attention and some deeply concerning corporate instability. Financially speaking, OpenAI's reported 2025 numbers have generated significant discussion. While an alleged leak showed massive revenue growth combined with enormous operational costs, suggesting huge potential for expansion, many users remain skeptical of the source material. Furthermore, conversation around older hyped projects like OpenClaw suggests that the initial frenzy has passed, and people are moving quickly toward identifying what's next big thing in local AI implementations. On Google's side, Gemini is facing some significant user criticism, despite being built by a company that owns the core web search infrastructure. Users on r/GeminiAI point out this glaring contradiction. They find it highly frustrating when the flagship product struggles to perform basic real-time searches for current events or sports matches, especially compared to competitors like Claude, which handle seamless web integration better. While there is positive buzz around potential advancements in Gemini 3, 5 Pro, and even leaked performance data suggesting major improvements in tool calling, a significant chunk of the community remains highly skeptical about the model's overall reliability and consistency compared to rival platforms. Shifting focus to industry infrastructure, we have some huge updates coming out of r/Singularity. On one hand, there is serious geopolitical concern regarding restrictive policies around frontier AI models, like Anthropic's Mythos. Cybersecurity experts are actively advocating for governments to unban these advanced capabilities, arguing that restrictions prevent defensive coders and security teams from using the best available tools needed to find and fix vulnerabilities in legacy code. Another major flashpoint is the regulatory control over developers. There are discussions pointing out that political interference, specifically regarding models like Anthropic's Fable, risks stalling global AI advancement, making foreign firms look significantly more stable by comparison. This signals a massive market concern about policy impacting R&D-heavy industries. Finally, we're seeing the usual race for computational superiority. Tensordyne has announced breakthrough compute chips, claiming efficiency improvements and higher throughput than established leaders like NVIDIA Blackwell, focusing on optimized log math in hardware. The general sentiment among enthusiasts is one of cautious optimism, hoping that these kinds of innovative breakthroughs will finally bring much-needed competition to the current compute landscape.